This poem is called Army Cats, and it's in three parts. It came out of a trip to do some journalism in Lebanon. I was there during 2007 to write an article about Palestinian refugees in the aftermath of the 2006 Lebanese-Israeli war. And what happened was I had to go to the south where most of the fighting had occurred. And I went to a command post, a CP, and I needed to get permission to go further south. Anyway, it was a very hot day. I walked onto the command post. There was only one sentry there. And in front of me was a yard of very small old tanks. And for a moment, I thought I might have some kind of sunstroke because there were all these moving shadows around the tanks, and I suddenly realized that they were feral cats, lots and lots of wild feral cats. Some of them were just in the shade of the tanks, some were sitting on the tanks, and I immediately thought, well, this is not the kind of thing you can get into an article, but maybe a poem could capture this experience. And the setup is that the command post was right next to a cemetery, and then next to the cemetery there was the sea. The poem, as I said, was in three parts. There's a cat goddess, ancient Egyptian cat goddess named Bast, and she has alternate names, Lady of Flame, Eye of Ra. Army Cats. One. Over by the cemetery, next to the CP, you could see them in wild catnip going crazy. I watched them roll and wriggle, paw it, lick it, chew it, leap about, pink tongue stuck out, drooling. Cats in the tank's squat shadows lounging, or sleeping curled up under gun turrets. Hundreds of them sniffing or licking, long hind legs stuck into the air. Great six-toed brutes fixing you with a feral, slit-eyed stare. Everywhere, ears twitching, twitching, as the armor plate expanding in the heat gave off piercing little pings. Cat invasion of the mind. Cat tribes running wild. And one big pregnant female comes racing through weeds to pounce between the paws of a marble dog crouching on a grave, and sharpens her claws against his beard of moss before she goes all silky, luxuriously squirming right under the dog's jaws and rolls over to expose her swollen belly. Picture her with gold hoop earrings and punked-out nose ring, like the cat goddess Bast, bronze kittens at her feet, the crowd drinking wildly, women lifting up their skirts as she floats down the Nile, a sistrum jangling in her paw. Then come back out of it and sniff her ointments, Lady of Flame, Eye of Ra. Two. Through the yard, the tanks come gunning, charioteers laughing, goggles smeared with dust and sun, scattering the toms slinking along the blast wall, holding back the waves from washing away white crosses on the graves, the motors roaring through the afternoon like a cat fuck, yowling on and on. The gun turrets revolving and the cat's eyes swivel and shine, steel treads clanking, sending the cats flying in an exodus through brown, brittle grass, the stalks barely rippling as they pass. Three. After the last car bomb killed three soldiers, the Army website labeled them martyrs. Four civilians killed at checkpoints, three on the airport road, a young woman blown up by a grenade. Facts and more facts. until the dead ones climb up out of the graves. Gashes on faces, or faces blown away like sandblasted stone, that in the boarded-up museum's fractured English leaves the onlooker riddled and shaken, nothing but a pathetic gaping. And then I remember the ancient archers frozen between reverence and necessity, who stare down the enemy, barbarians as it's told, who nailed sacred cats to their shields, knowing their foes, outraged in their piety, would throw down their bows and wail like kittens.